Today, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. On the CBC this morning, I heard them forecast continuing high food prices for 2026, and perhaps even higher. Inflationary pressures, supply chain disruptions, unpredictable weather patterns, and higher transportation and labor costs all contribute to rising grocery bills, as of course to the tariffs. This probably means reassessing food budgets, buying less fresh produce, and relying more heavily on processed foods, which can really compromise both nutrition and long-term health. In the face of such uncertainty, one of the most empowering, practical, and surprisingly joyful solutions is to grow your own food. Whether on a balcony, in the backyard, community garden, or sunny windowsill, cultivating your own vegetables offers more than financial relief. It provides freshness, self-reliance, and even a deeper connection with nature and with what you eat. And of course, at the same time, I'd certainly say buy local. Now, there's many benefits of growing your own vegetables. Things such as cost control. Home gardens can significantly offset grocery expenses, especially for the high-priced items like leafy greens, herbs, tomatoes, and specialty peppers. Now, of course, you can spend more on a home garden, but it really is not necessary. Harvesting your own homegrown and hand-hoed vegetables preserves nutrients that are often lost in the transportation or long storage. The flavor improvement alone is enough to convert many first-time gardeners into long-term growers. And growing your own food reduces that packaging waste and all those emissions associated with long-distance transport. And garden is repeatedly shown to reduce stress, improve mood, and enhance overall well-being. Even small-scale gardening, like growing sprouts or herbs, can offer these benefits. Now, Muskoka's climate supports a wide range of vegetables, many of which can thrive with minimal experience. But before you plant, think about what do you like to eat. And do plant what you like to eat. Don't waste time or space on what you're not going to eat anyway. Now, some beginner-friendly choices are leafy greens, like lettuce, kale, Swiss chard, and spinach, which can often have rapid growth and you can get multiple harvests. Root vegetables, like radishes, carrots, beets. Nightshades, like tomatoes. Cherry and patio variations for containers, peppers, eggplant. Cucurbits for cucumbers and zucchini. We all know how well zucchini grows. Legumes, great for vertical gardens, such as beans and peas. And of course, all the herbs you might like to eat. Basil, parsley, cilantro, mint, thyme, rosemary, all those good ones. And high-value crops focus on foods that are expensive to buy, but relatively cheap to grow. Things like heirloom or specialty tomatoes, hot peppers, fresh herbs, salad greens, which are pricey and often spoil quickly in the stores. Now, where can you grow all these good things? Well, certainly in your backyard, in rows or raised beds. Certainly right in the in-ground. You can use the vertical growing if you like. Raised beds warm faster in the spring and tend to be more productive, but they're a bit more work. So for the beginner, you don't even have to bother. Now, if you don't have a backyard, balconies can certainly grow many good things using containers or fabric grow bags or vertical planters. Just choose the compact dwarf or patio varieties of your vegetables, and herbs and tomatoes do especially well. Now, community gardens are a great place to grow too, and you can just apply, I think it's still $20 a year for the community garden in Bracebridge, but there's many of them around the churches as well. And they all foster community, learning, and shared resources. Now, indoors, any sunny south-facing window or grow lights, and you can grow herbs, lettuce, microgreens year-round. Many seed companies have their seeds on sale this time of year, so it's good to get it that way. Or libraries, local libraries, have seed libraries themselves, so you can trade seeds in and out there as you have them. Horticultural Society, seed swaps, they're all great spots to get seeds. Or have a look at some of your old ones that might be lying around they may still be viable. So just do a little test, do a dampened paper towel, put those seeds in it and see how many sprout out of 10. Then you know if you can use them or not. Selecting seeds can also become a thoughtful part of holiday planning. And it's not only for Christmas, but for birthdays, Mother's Day, and all those other good things. Many gardeners appreciate seed packages, gardening books, self-starting kits, or grow lights as Christmas gifts. Or, as I say, birthday. Gifting someone a starter garden kit is both practical and meaningful. An invitation to grow food, hope, and self-sufficiency. Growing sprouts is also good fun. You get fresh food within 3 to 7 days, but I'll save that for next time. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.